We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Plunging over. Touchdown, UCLA. Let him eat. He's about to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line. A keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free, has daylight. There it is. Touchdown, UCLA.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
The UCLA Bruins showing up big in week one of the NFL season. And with that, we welcome you into this fine program. Yes, you have reached the right spot. This is the Bruin Insider Show. And per usual, it is a trips formation. The three of us working in tandem for former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Hey, we like to tweet about UCLA sports, so find us online. Wayne is on Twitter at WayneCookUCLA, Nick at NKOOP, and I'm at Brian Fenley. So here's what you need to know about what is coming up on this episode. First of all, Joshua Kelly is living a Disney movie, and it is coming to a theater near you. We will tell you how massively well he played in his rookie debut in the NFL and how effective he can be moving forward. Plus, Chris Barnes goes from undrafted to the Green Bay Packers' best defensive player in week one. We'll look at the state of euphoria that he must be in right now. Then we'll run the veer option to the current state of UCLA football. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, yes, he is back, but who's going to help him along the way? Skill position players, running backs, tight ends. We will break it all down for you. And speaking of pass catchers, Kyle Phillips will join us. And Wayne, I would have to imagine if when you were playing and Kyle Phillips was on your team, your stats would get a big boost.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Well, first of all, yeah, excited. I was very pumped up watching the NFL. And I, as you just kind of set me up to talk about one of my favorite UCLA Bruins. It's currently hopefully going to be playing once the season gets kicked off. Kyle Phillips is a guy that I know that Chip Kelly loves, and I know that the more I watch him play, and my broadcasting partner Matt Stevens has been telling me since he saw him play in high school that this guy is the real deal. I think he's an NFL talent. I think he's that good. I think he's a guy that could end up in the NFL for a decade. And you know, I don't want to, you know, throw out names and comparisons, but I mean, I just see him as that kind of talent. And I think that the better, you know, Dorian gets in the offense and the better, I remember the first year, you know, Kyle played with Dorian, there were some crossing routes that we were like, man, there could have been 5, 6, 7 of them in a game that just were missed. And I think that, you know, when he gets better and when Dorian gets better, and they are, obviously they've been playing together for a while now, I think we're going to see a lot more from Kyle Phillips, because he's really good, you guys. And I think sometimes, you know, UCLA's record hasn't been enough to get certain guys noticed as much as they should be. But I think with some more wins, I think you'll start seeing his name on some lists of guys that deserve to be recognized.
Yeah, Kyle Phillips, we had a great conversation with him and talked about that, Wayne, the chemistry that he's built with Dorian Thompson-Robinson over the last couple years. We'll also talk to him about what things look like at Spalding Field right now and about the community engagement that he and the football team have been involved with over the last couple months. And speaking of Bruin pros, we've got one on the tennis court that just wrapped up a huge week at the U.S. Open. Jennifer Brady, she won a national title with the Bruins in 2014. She reached the semifinals of the U.S. Open last week, had a great battle with the eventual champion Naomi Osaka. Her reaching the semifinals of the U.S. Open was the furthest a Bruin woman has ever gone in a Grand Slam. So to talk to us about all of that, we will have Stella Sampras-Webster, the head coach of the UCLA women's tennis program, on the show, Brian.
So much to get to, but first coming up, well, non-Bruin NFL fans might have been shocked to see how well Joshua Kelly and Chris Barnes played in week one of the NFL. Nobody on this show, including our producer David Kahn, thought that. We knew the power of Kelly and Barnes once they got to the NFL. And on the other side, what's got Wayne so wide-eyed about the UCLA effect in the NFL right now? You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Yeah, the triple option is back. You heard the names, Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. And it was, I would think, a little harder, extra hard for undrafted players to make an NFL roster this season. Why do we say that? Well, there were less opportunities for these guys to showcase themselves. No mini camps, in-person workouts, not even a UCLA pro day. But former UCLA linebacker Chris Barnes, he found a way, despite all of that, to make it to the big time. Never heard his name called in this year's draft. And over the weekend, became the first undrafted linebacker to start for the Green Bay Packers week one since 1970. Here is a guy who comes from Bakersfield. I talked to him a couple months ago, and he said he remembers while he was in high school, college scouts would drive right through Bakersfield to check out talent in Fresno. He would every weekend during his high school days try to get in front of scouts by going down to LA and doing these 7-on-7 events, and it has really paid off in a big way. And Wayne, we have seen what this guy did. 7 tackles, a couple for a loss. You've watched this guy thrive. How impressed are you with what he did after he was called off the practice squad one day before the game over the weekend?
It was a great story. It's just, I mean, and there's all kinds of great stories out there. But first of all, Chris and Joshua Kelly were both the team representatives at Pac-12 Media Day a year ago. And I went just to hang out. I didn't have any official duties. I just went down there to kind of hang out and just be a part of it. And, you know, before I knew it, because I can't help myself, I was you know, following these two guys around and talking to them. And then when the interview started, I sometimes get frustrated with the line of questioning from the other reporters. So I just decided to ask them some good football questions. I'm patting myself on the back a little bit right now. and just two of the best. And this is one of the reasons why I've always loved UCLA is we just have the quality of human being that has come out of this program. And Chris Barnes and Joshua Kelly are both amazing stories, right, guys? I mean, they just have had to overcome so much. And, you know, Chris had a really good year last year on a bad defense. And it's hard. It's hard when you're putting on tape to maybe stand out because, you know, people don't realize this, but when you have, like, Kenny Clark, for example, in front of you, he occupies a lot of people. And linebackers love it when their defensive linemen occupy people because it frees them up to make plays. You know, and like we all know that the defense is definitely going to be better now because it's going to be better now. But it has struggled. And I thought Chris had a great year. And I thought he played really well. He plays really hard. He's got a great personality. He's the kind of teammate you want to have. And so for him to come out and ball out like that, I mean, I was so excited. There were so many Bruins, you guys, that played well over the weekend. It's kind of funny because we talk about Chris Barnes on Green Bay, and we all know about Kenny Clark, and I didn't even mention the old man. Mercedes Lewis is still there. You know, now he's a guy that was recruited by everybody and has always been a superstar, but, man, Mercedes has lasted forever. And so, you know, it's fun. There are a lot of UCLA Bruins out there right now kicking butt in the NFL. Darnay Holmes started. He was kind of playing that nickel back. He was on the slot receiver a lot. Darnay's had a great camp with the Giants. I know they lost. Joshua Kelly played. I mean, shoot, those other running backs better just decide that they're going to be behind him because Joshua Kelly's a man, and he is just amazing for the Chargers. He played a great game, and there's just so much more, you guys.
You know, Wayne, it's great that we're able to talk like this about these guys. You know, you mentioned them at Media Day, the senior leaders on either side of the ball, right? And what stood out to me is both looked the part. They looked nothing like rookies. I mean, Chris Barnes, you saw him identify the run play, where it's going, and fighting through NFL offensive linemen like he's been doing it for years to make tackles for loss. On the other side, Joshua Kelly showing that same thing that we saw, that patience approaching the line, finding the hole, and then just accelerating right to it. Joshua had a great quote after the game. He said he wasn't able to sleep the night before. He was up until 2 a.m. But wait, I just couldn't be more impressed with how mature and how well these guys just fit right in to their respective roles.
Yeah, Joshua Kelly's always like a kid that's, you know, Christmas morning. You know, he just always seems like he's so excited. He's so excited to do everything. You do an interview with a guy, and he's like, man, thank you for interviewing me. You're like, that was a great interview. You did an amazing job. Like, he's one of those people that never wants to take the credit. He always wants to give it to everybody else, and I don't think it's fake. I mean, it's genuine, and it's real. And you know, nobody's Joshua Kelly, but to a different extent, I guess. Chris Barnes is that guy too, though. I mean, these guys, very humble. Sometimes it benefits players when they come from tough situations and deal with adversity, because it gives them something to work for and overcome. And I think they're just great examples. Now, remember, the NFL, you guys, is an amazing league with amazing talent, amazing coaches. They're going to find ways to deal with you. They're going to throw wrinkles at these players, you know, as they go through, and they're going to have to keep learning. And that's what I know is going to happen. I know that the players we're talking about are going to keep studying, they're going to keep watching film, and they're going to get better because they're just starting. I mean, your learning curve in football never ends. So, and again, since we're on the subject, you guys, it's always fun to watch the Vikings. I still think Eric Kendricks is one of the best players UCLA has ever had. I think he's that good. Jaylon Brown, I mean, shoot, we could just start talking about linebackers because they're all over the place.
Anthony Barr,
you know, that's, you know, that, again, that watching them together.
The game was just loaded.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fun to see how many, you know, Miles Jack's out there. And when you watch the highlights, you guys, and I know that you know that, and I know Bruin fans see it because we're all like attuned, you know, we're in tune to UCLA players. They're all over the place. It's kind of like every game you turn on, it's like, well, there's that guy. Oh yeah, I forgot he was there. They're just everywhere, and they're showing up on highlights. They're not just out there, you know, standing on the sidelines. They're actually showing up in highlights. So it's fun.
That's the voice of Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback, alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show, and to wrap up this segment, guys. We talked about some of these rookies with the Bruins and how hard it was to show off their skill set because, look, other than game tape, they didn't really have a whole lot as far as where they could be seen. And you've got guys like Chris Barnes who would go to a local high school during the pandemic and try to work out or have his agent or whatnot record him doing drills and send that to teams. Guys got creative, but nevertheless, when they got into their respective locations, they were going to thrive. And so that beckons the question, who's going to be at the tight end spot? Who's going to be at the running back spot for UCLA now moving forward? Devin Asiasi's gone. Joshua Kelly, both in the NFL. We're going to talk about what that position group, running backs and tight ends, is going to look like this upcoming season. What players could step up? You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Keys, 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 keys on that
keys is keys, 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 all across the keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys, keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics.
Go Bruins!
Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Yes, the crew is here. We appreciate every single one of you for listening to the program. Now, on the offensive side of the ball for UCLA football, they have continuity at the quarterback spot. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is there. So that is going to lower the blood pressure of the Bruins coaching staff. But beyond that, there's a lot of discussion and debate over who he's going to throw the ball to, who he's going to hand the ball off to. We have the grand marshal of the parade, so to speak, in Dorian Thompson-Robinson. But this year, he's got new attractions, new floats, as far as new talent around him that could show up in a big way. And Wayne, let's start right at the tight end position, because there is talent there. And I know some fans might be uneasy because they haven't seen a lot of production from the guys that are within the program right now. But that also gives some of these guys the opportunity to show themselves and thrill fans and become a star.
Yes, and know this too. And, you know, the more I'm around coaches and I get to, you know, listen to them talk and pay attention, you know, I think Chip Kelly's going to make sure, you know, when tight end was the talent was so high at UCLA when he got here, tight end became a huge focal point in the offense. And if you have tight ends that are really good run blockers but not great pass receivers, you know, then that kind of turns into what you use them for. Good coaches will always use their talent, you know, and to try to make their team the best. And so I love the fact that I think this offense can adjust. Now, you guys, if you've ever stood next to or seen Mike Martinez, he's an oddly huge human being, like really
6'5",
like,
266.
But it looks like when you're standing next to him, it's just like the arms and the hands and the feet, and like he's got huge features. He's just a big dude. And so he already has that NFL body, but I think, you know, now that he's maturing a little bit, he's getting into the weight room and doing like college workouts and stuff, I think he's only going to get better. Greg Dulcich is a guy that we've watched, you know, kind of come on and make some plays. And I'm going to compare him, and I know this is going to be a stretch, but remember when Caleb Wilson came on? And he's kind of skinny a little bit. And we're like, I don't know. And when he ran, it's like, I don't know. And then by the end of his career, he's like, this guy's really good. Like, he's really, really good. I think Dulcich has really good hands. He's got similar body. He moves. He's not the prettiest when he runs, but he gets the job done. And I feel like he gets space. Like, he understands how to get open, which is so crucial for a tight end. So, and then we'll see what happens after that. You know, there's some guys that we've seen. I know we're talking about running back too. And, you know, one of my favorite players, because my son played against him down here in Temecula Valley, Demetric Felton, who I love, but I don't know if he's just going to be a running back. You know, I think we're going to see Demetric in a bunch of different places because he's that kind of a talent. I know there was an article in the paper today about Britton Brown, the transfer from Duke. And I went back and I watched some film of him playing at Duke. And I really do believe that he has talent. Last year in camp, a coach said, man, this Keegan Jones is good. And we didn't see him get as much action. Remember when Kazmir Allen had that huge run at the beginning of the season? It feels like forever ago now, and he's gotten bigger and stronger. So there is not a Joshua Kelly, but there. And I'm not saying there's not going to be someone that good. That's not my point. But Joshua Kelly was a bigger back, you know. But these guys bring, you know, their own thing. Martell Irby is a guy I didn't talk about. So there's a lot. I mean, the stable is full, you guys. It's just who's gonna earn the right to get the most touches. So I think, and then I actually think there's a ton of experience coming back at receiver. So, you know, Dorian Thompson-Robinson is the guy at the helm, and that's crucial. But don't forget about Colson Yankoff, and I'm not bringing that up because of I want to start a controversy. That's not even my point. I really think it's good to have a backup quarterback that looks the part. And if you have ever watched him throw, he looks the part. He just looks the part. So to have someone like that to push Dorian, I think is only going to make Dorian better. And the skill is there, you guys. We talked about offensive line the other day. By the way, Duke Clemens, I'm really sorry I didn't say your name last week because I know you were listening because you had a great year last year, and I think you're going to even get better. But if that offensive line can come together, the skill is definitely there, you guys.
Well, Wayne, we see every weekend in football how much injuries come into play. So having that number two quarterback is essential. Austin Burton obviously transferring out to Purdue, so you have that spot you need to fill. One name I wanted to throw back at you, though, in regards to tight ends, I'm not sure. He's transferred in from Miami, yeah, Evidence Njoku, the younger brother of former first-round pick of David Njoku and his younger brother and current Bruin, Charles Njoku, at the receiver position. He's a converted tight end from receiver, a little bit lankier at 6'6", but he's another guy who could be in the mix. And you mentioned Britton Brown. I was watching his film, too. Very much more of a physical runner and a bruiser, I thought, compared to Joshua Kelly. How does that maybe change how Chip Kelly and the rest of the staff approaches the offense? Because, you know, granted, most of that film was from his freshman year, the last time he was fully healthy, but it didn't seem like he had the same sort of shiftiness going through the line that Kelly had, where at the same time, though, he's a big guy and he's not afraid to just punish guys.
So that's a couple good points. So we know that the Njoku family is, you know, athletic, right? That's an athletic family. That's a big family, and so let's hope. And one thing that I will always say about tight end, and we've seen this a lot at UCLA, you know, are you a big receiver that's going to play like a big receiver, or are you a big receiver that just kind of relies on their height and really never learns how to use your body? I just think that's so crucial. So when I look at certain players, like there are players that have always played well, and then this is an Uncle Rico moment for me here, but J.J. Stokes was big and he played like he was bigger. I mean, he was just, and he also played like a small guy, the way he ran and the way he escaped people. So like, there's something to be said about athletes that have that, just that dog in them, that game day, like, you can't cover me. We saw it. Like, I brought up Caleb Wilson earlier. I thought Caleb Wilson had that in games. Like, you could see it. Like, he wanted the ball, like, on every single throw. He's like, I will be open, and even if I'm not open, throw it to me anyway. Like, I love guys like that. That's the guys you want. So when we bring up some of these young players, we'll see. Like, I liked what I saw in Britton Brown, Nick. I did. Like, I watched the same tape. Like, he's a downhill runner. I like downhill runners. I mean, if you're going to have, like, what made Joshua Kelly so good is he and some of the great running backs we've seen at UCLA – is that they have that skip step, that ability to make someone miss in the hole. Like, Paul Perkins was great at that. He always made the first guy miss. Jonathan Franklin was great at it. Those guys are so good, and Joshua Kelly had that. But if you don't have that, at least be a guy that can see the hole and go. Like, there's some guys that just, for whatever reason, they want to dance and they don't have the vision. But if you have the vision and you see a hole and you're willing to get north and south and downhill, trust me, coaches like guys like that. You know, he may not hit the home run, but he's going to get us 6 yards or 4 yards, you know, when there's nothing there. And we'll see, like, there's a stable of backs, and there's some fast guys, downhill guys. I mean, we're going to see what we're made of, but I do like that. I like running backs that kind of have that forward lean and always seem to be getting positive yards.
And Chip Kelly had the vision of giving Greg Dulcich a scholarship this spring. And I was reading the story with the LA Times, and essentially Greg was laying on the couch with his siblings and just watching the show King of Queens. And all of a sudden, Chip Kelly calls and says, would you like a scholarship? And, well, of course I would. So a lot of exciting times ahead for him. And like we talked about, the running backs at the Bruins' disposal. More with Wayne coming up, along with the conversation with UCLA wide receiver in Kyle Phillips. But first, former UCLA Bruin Jen Brady, her stardom is really heading the right direction after her exquisite semifinals finish at the U.S. Open. Coming up, Bruin women's tennis coach Stella Sampras-Webster makes the case for why Brady's run was a long time coming. You will want to hear this. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice. Keys, 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 all across the
net. We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys, keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit UCLA.Westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, ever since pro tennis resumed competition after a several months long postponement tied to the coronavirus, former Bruin Jen Brady, Nick, has been rising the world rankings.
Yeah, she started the resumption of play ranked number 49 in the world. Now, after a strong showing at the U.S. Open, ranked number 25, she reached the semifinals, the furthest a Bruin has ever gone in a Grand Slam on the women's side. And that semifinal match last week against Naomi Osaka was just riveting tennis. Both players played at the top of their game. Osaka, who would go on to win the tournament, hadn't played great to that point, but Jennifer Brady and her big serve and forehand brought out the best of Osaka, and it was so fun to watch. Nothing for Jennifer Brady to be disappointed about. She played an incredible tournament.
And those two weapons mentioned by Nick, the serve and the forehand, were beginning to really get their way under head coach at UCLA, Stella Sampras-Webster. And guess who joins us now? Stella is on the Bruin Insider Show with us, and she watched with amazement how Brady made it all the way to the U.S. Open semifinals. And look, Stella, Jen said after getting to the quarters of this Grand Slam that if somebody said when she was back at UCLA 7 years ago that she would make it this far in a Grand Slam, she would have laughed. So glad to have you on the program, Stella. So what made what she did last week hardly a surprise to you?
Well, she is so humble. I mean, I'm not surprised she would say that, but everyone knew when she was in college at UCLA, she hit a different kind of a ball. Her forehand was so huge, and it was just going to be a matter of time when she was going to turn professional. And I mean, people would make comments from other teams, coaches from other teams, just like an amazement of how good she is. And when she will figure out how to keep that ball in play, that the sky was the limit. And it's so exciting to see her do so well, and especially the biggest stage of tennis at New York at the U.S. Open. So exciting and so happy for her, and very proud, and got a lot of Bruin fans pulling for her. So it was so much fun these last 2 weeks.
When tennis resumed in August, she was ranked number 49 at the time, and now after a great showing at the U.S. Open, she's now ranked number 25. What have you seen out of her game that has allowed her to take such a dramatic rise over these last few weeks?
I think it's just her confidence. She had a great tournament. She won her first WTA title a few weeks ago. And I think she just believed that she belongs now. I think she's beaten some of the best players in the country. And now I think you could tell playing at the Open, she was just ripping the ball. And she has a new coach who she's been working with for the last year. And I think he's really helped her confidence and keep things really simple with her game. And it's just been clicking. So it's great to see her, feeling so good and enjoying this time. And it was just a matter of time.
UCLA women's tennis coach Stella Sampras-Webster joins us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. What power, Stella, do you think this run for Jen is going to have as far as incentivizing more professional caliber players to seriously consider the college game before trying to go pro?
Well, again, it is so great for college tennis to have Jenny do so well in the pros. And I think that a lot of people are talking about that college is a place and a pathway for players to go to the professional level. And I think nowadays everyone's playing so much longer. And I think it's so much more physical that you have to have the strength, the stamina to be able to be successful. So I think it's, definitely something people are talking about, and people are playing college, and you see them in the pros playing singles and doubles and having a ton of success. We have Anna Shibahara, who's also a Bruin, who's top, I think, 10, 20 in the world, and you see more and more of these college players in the pros, and it's just, again, great for college tennis, and it was great for the UCLA Bruins just to have Jenny recognize her days at UCLA, which makes it really nice and special.
You mentioned her new coach, Michael Gesser, out of Germany, and a lot's been made about her going to Germany last winter, not Florida, as is traditionally done by Americans, to get that off-season training in. And she said it was an environment that she didn't think many Americans would enjoy or thrive in. Why do you think she did?
Well, I think she really believes in her coach. And like she said, it was not fun. It was cold. It was, it was tennis. But she was training with some of the best players in the country. And I think that gave her some confidence that she's playing points. She's playing sets with some of these, great players. And she was being very successful. And I think it just helped her believe that she could play against anyone in the world. And had great training. Like she said, it was not easy, but I think she believed in her coach, trusts her coach, and it really paid off. And I think athletically, her fitness part has just really improved, and that's helped a lot with her movement. So it's definitely made a difference.
Stella Sampras-Webster joins us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope, and I'm Brian Fenley. Final question from me, Stella. You have let it known, citing your own experiences, that life on the pro tour, when you're getting started, is anything but glamorous and elegant. But watching Brady embrace the grind, and when it was tough, she stayed with it. How did that mentality help her get to this spot?
Well, when she was at UCLA, we knew, my coaching staff, and I knew she was hanging around the locker room. She was always around the court. So she loved the game. And you have to love the game to survive on the tour. And we knew that she was going to go through the grind and she was going to commit 100% to the tour. And like I said, it was a matter of time when she was going to break the top 100. And now she's broken the top 100. Now she's top 25. She's just earned it. She's put a ton of time and effort into her tennis, and she's, like you said, gone a different route, took a risk and has a new coach. And I think she's made some great decisions, and it's really helped her game and helped her you know, help her tennis. And so she's in a really good place, having good people around her, and that makes a big difference as well.
I'd be remiss if we didn't at least touch on your team as it currently stands. Obviously had a great thing going last season until things got shut down. Perhaps your best team since that 2014 national title team that Jen Brady was a part of. But the good news is you bring everybody back. You've got Jada Hart using that extra year of eligibility from the NCAA. You've got a stellar freshman coming in from Oklahoma City, Vanessa Ong. And you get an All-American transfer, Vivian Wolf, coming over from Georgia. All that to say, you got to be psyched once we get to spring and you can get the team part of this season going.
Yeah, we're so excited. We're so excited to have a season in the spring. And we had so much fun this past season. And it was great to see the team come together and do really well and beating Stanford. It gave the team a ton of confidence and just have great players. And academically, they did really well. And that was also nice to see. But we've been trying to stay connected. And I know everyone is excited, staying really busy and training throughout this entire pandemic because they're super committed. They're committed to their tennis. They want to do well. They know we have a great chance to win a national championship. So we're all staying the course and just being patient and hopefully be back together this fall or January, whenever we can resume play.
Your team was number 3 ranked by Oracle ITA when things had to be stopped. Number 2 as far as what the USTA had rankings-wise, and we can't wait to see more of that dominant play when you get back onto the court. Stella Sampras-Webster, thank you so much for coming on with Nick and I on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thank you so much, and go Bruins!
You heard it, Stella Sampras-Webster, Nick, and I got to say that they have not won a title, a national championship since 2014, a team title, but by the likes of what she has on this roster, Nick, it's going to be happening again soon.
Yeah, last season was their best team since that 2014 team that won it all. So you bring in the stellar freshman and Vanessa Ong, you bring in an All-American transfer on top of everybody coming back. The sky is the limit for this team once they get to the spring season.
And as the tennis team anxiously awaits for their season to start, so too does the football team. And one of Chip Kelly's keynote wide receivers, Kyle Phillips, coming on the program next. He will give you a behind-the-curtains look at how practices are currently configured. Plus, Phillips clues you in on his latest philanthropy work. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number 1. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number 1 in L.A., number 1 in California, and 6th in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With 4 hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We've got more football talk with Wayne Cook coming up in just a little bit, but gosh, it's about a year since UCLA pulled off one of the most jaw-dropping, magical come-from-behind wins in college football history, 67-63 over Washington State. UCLA's wide receiver Kyle Phillips made flashy plays in that game, and he brings his flair now to the Bruin Insider Show. Bruin wideout Kyle Phillips is lined up in formation with us on the Bruin Insider Show. Kyle is coming off a freshman season where he had 60 catches, and that stands as a UCLA freshman record. Kyle, while we have you on the program with us, we are going to spend some time looking at the community service you have been a part of recently. But first, over the weekend, you watched two of your former teammates, Joshua Kelly and Chris Barnes, excel in their NFL rookie debuts. What was that like, and why do those two epitomize the power of never giving up?
I know the entire team was in their own rooms watching and just so excited for those two. And just such an awesome story for both of them, because those are two guys that are just, obviously they're phenomenal football players, but they're even better teammates. So anytime you see them have success, it just is such a great feeling, because they're just such hard workers, such great people. And yeah.
So before you watched them on Sunday, on Saturday, you, along with teammates, members of the football coaching staff, teamed up with the soccer team to distribute meals at a drive-through event in Inglewood, all part of the Voting Matters initiative, which also encourages teams to be more active in the community. Why is being involved in the Voting Matters initiative and then engaging with the local community important to you?
I just feel like, I mean, was our team as a whole, it just kind of feels like we're just so blessed to be in the position that we're in, and just all the facilities we have, the meals we're given, that we just kind of want to be able to give back. And it kind of started with Coach Norwood coming in. He's just been really great in setting these events up and just giving us an opportunity to get out there and just help the community every way we can.
Bruin wideout Kyle Phillips joining us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley, and the football team not too long ago got the green light to implement some skill work into practices. Help us visualize what this looks like on the field, as it allows you to get closer to team football-related activities.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely exciting to get back on the field a little bit. All the guys are super pumped about it. But what it looks like is offense generally goes first, and in the morning we kind of got to fill out our contact forms, who we've been in contact with, whatnot, symptoms, tracing, all that, just to be safe about it. They take your temperature. Once you go in, you kind of, we're divided into small groups just to be able to social distance. You get a lift and a run in, and then from there we have an hour on the field where we're able to get some individual work in with our coaches, just some cone drills and whatnot, and allow the quarterbacks and receivers and kind of running backs work together while spaced out, just kind of go over concepts and just, you know, throw the ball around a little bit. So it's really exciting, and just, you know, just doing what we can to still get better in this time.
Brian mentioned your UCLA freshman record season last year, catching those 60 balls, some big games against Stanford and USC. It seems like you and Dorian have really developed a strong connection in the passing game. How have you seen your guys' relationship on the football field grow?
Well, I think it honestly starts with just our relationship off the field. Dorian's just overall just a great guy. He's super fun to be around, just hang out with, and, you know, just with that, all of us just hanging out and being so close, kind of, you just get to know a guy a little bit better.
The final question on my side of things, Kyle, is I would presume over the last 5 or 6 months or so, you and everyone on the team has had to become a technological savant, knowing that almost everything you're doing, practices, talking to coaches, and seeing game film, is being done virtually over Zoom or similar platforms like that. Despite that, how do you stay competitively ready so that when it is time to go full throttle on the field, you're not at a disadvantage?
It's definitely been difficult, but I mean, just staying physically in shape, that's a given. But probably the biggest one for myself and the receiver corps as a whole is just mentally grown, just becoming a lot more intelligent, knowing the game, and, you know, not just kind of knowing what our each individual route is, but kind of the offense as a whole, how it flows, and just kind of being able to see it from like a quarterback perspective. So it's, you're able to see the bigger picture of things and the reason behind things. And then Coach Doherty's just done a great job of kind of just helping us learn that, because he is a former quarterback himself. So he's been able to help us just kind of see the offense in a different light and just more than what it actually is.
When I knew we were going to have the chance to talk to you, I was thinking about our colleague, Matt Stevens, the radio analyst for the Football Games on the Radio, because he just loves your game. He'll tell me, man, he is open on every play and marvels at your route running, which can be an overlooked part of football, I think, for the average fan. What do you think separates good route runners from great route runners?
I think that normally comes from a smaller type guy such as myself. You know, I'm not a big body that's kind of able to just in the small details and just out of film, just kind of knowing the defense's tendencies, what they do, and just every little bit of information I can take in and just kind of know what to do, what steps to take, and what the defense likes to do.
Before we know it, we will be seeing more of those Kyle Phillips electric plays on the field, which will draw the subsequent oohs and ahs from the crowd. Kyle, thanks for making the time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Hey, Nick, you've got some thanking to do for what Kyle did on the field that game against Washington State.
Hey, man, I was blessed to win an award from the Southern California Sports Broadcasters. I filled in for Josh Lewin on that game and won the award for Call of the Year on his magnificent punt return for touchdown that gave the Bruins the lead at 59-56 at the time. So, Kyle, thank you very much for that miraculous play.
Wayne Cook was on the field of that game as well, and we will join him once again after this as he sets the scene for an amazing new UCLA football broadcasting venture coming up on Saturdays. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
I just got more care packages from the Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa and Naples Rib Company in Long Beach. I love their world-famous baby back ribs, slow-roasted tri-tip, and hot sausages. You know, Newport and Naples Rib Company is Bruin-owned and operated for more than 30 years. And John sent a note with the care packages. It says, Bruin Radio Crew, remind the Bruin faithful that this year, Newport and Naples Rib Company have a booth set up in the fan zone so everyone can order their BBQ specialties at every home game. Just come over to Lot H or order it for your next tailgate at ribcompany.com.
Keys on that keys,
all across. We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
as we wait for Pac-12 football to return and a chance to watch the UCLA Bruins. In the meantime, Nick, we have an opportunity as Bruin fans to indulge in some football nostalgia.
Yeah, new program on the weekends through the football season until we get those football games back. UCLA Football Rewind, Josh Lewin, Matt Stevens, and our man Wayne Cook here every Saturday going to break down a classic game from the last few years. So last Saturday, they started with a comeback at home against Texas A&M. And now this coming Saturday, 10 a.m., AM 570, or the TuneIn app. Tune in. They're going to stick in 2017, a big Josh Rosen game, UCLA against ASU in late November. Wild back-and-forth game you had there, Wayne, with Josh Rosen's 381 yards able to lead the Bruins to win. But that game had everything. You had a Nate Meadors pick six. You had UCLA running reverses. I think at one point there was an end-around flea flicker meshed into one play. But the thing that I remember from that game and those games that year is that Josh Rosen and Jordan Lasley connection, so many big plays between those two.
It's been really, really fun to get with Matt and Josh and to relive these moments. I mean, shoot. I mean, you forget. You forget the numbers that Jordan Lasley was putting up. And we remember that he was suspended for like three games during that season. And you kind of start to wonder, man, what kind of UCLA records could he have put up? So please tune in. We're having a great time doing it. It's fun. I mean, shoot, the Texas A&M game is one of the greatest comebacks in UCLA history. I'm sure before the season's over, we will get another one of those in the Washington State game that we all remember. So, you know, tune in and love it because it's a ton of fun. And real quickly, and I know we're up against it, I wanted to say congratulations to you as well, Nick. And I say this from complete jealousy. I've been doing this almost 20 years and not one award. You do one game. And so I am a little jealous, but I'm proud of you at the same time.
Yeah, just a little luck, Wayne. You deserve it too. You and Matt.
No.
You and Matt.
Matt went into the Hall of Fame. You know, I'm watching you did. And Matt. And I'm sitting there going, hey, what about the guy on the sidelines?
But you two, Jake, and then Dave are the spotter up there in the booth. You guys are the best crew to work with. So I was set up for success that night. Thank you.
You did a great job.
You guys rock. And coming up on the other side, UCLA basketball making progress towards returning to the court. Some new details on what this means for head coach Mick Cronin and his squad. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
I just got more care packages from the Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa and Naples Rib Company in Long Beach. I love their world-famous baby back ribs, slow-roasted tri-tip, and hot sausages. You know, Newport and Naples Rib Company is Bruin-owned and operated for more than 30 years. And John sent a note with the care packages. It says, Bruin Radio Crew. Remind the Bruin faithful that this year, Newport and Naples Rib Company have a booth set up in the fan zone so everyone can order their BBQ specialties at every home game. Just come over to Lot H or order it for your next tailgate at ribcompany.com.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Yeah, we are back. The crew is here, and some developments coming down with college basketball. In fact, the NCAA Division I Council is scheduled to vote tomorrow as to if they can start the season in late November. College basketball. Now, Bruins head coach Mick Cronin spoke to the LA Times today and got sort of an update on how the program is doing. And as of right now, according to reports, the Bruins still can't use the Mo Austin Center. They will begin to work out and train outdoors. Although, Nick, Mick said in this interview with Ben Bolch that he does not want the guys to go up and down the court as far as scrimmaging on asphalt, because you don't want to risk an injury or anything like that.
And he's had an injury himself going full speed on asphalt before. So, I mean, you know, this team's got time. They'll be able to ease into things. And it'll be interesting to see. It seems like the NCAA will announce November 21st, that weekend before Thanksgiving, as that new start time. So given this new testing protocol machines that the Pac-12 is going to bring in at the end of this month, seems optimistic to think that UCLA could start on time with the rest of the country in late November. Obviously, a lot remains to be seen, but given that the team's back on campus, the testing is heading in the right direction, you know, we can start to feel a little excited about seeing the Bruins back on the court.
Oh, we can't wait. Let's give credit where credit is due for producer David Kahn, executive producer Damon Dukakis, station manager Stephen Hartzell, general manager Paul Engel, Danny Arrington, the awesome UCLA Athletics Communications crew, Nick Cope, Wayne Cook. I'm Brian Fenley. Go Bruins!
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.